Every morning during the week, I travel from Vienna, Virginia, where we live, to DC, where we work. My partner and I travel every day of the week, and we try to engage with the Advent and Christmas season in our own way. We turn on the heat in the car. We share some simple breakfast while driving, and we listen Christmas music from Spotify. We have been very consistent and faithful to an album from Michael Bublé titled Christmas from 2011. I learned later that that album is the most successful from Michael Bublé, and that has 12 million copies worldwide. 12 million copies of Christmas by Michael Bublé is a lot of church and Christmas music around the world. So my partner and I, we feel every morning that we are on season, creating the Christmas spirit inside of our car every morning, like a good spiritual exercise to begin every day. We have the same routine every morning. Turn on the heat, driving while sharing some food, and listening the wonderful voice of Michael Bublé. The first song is, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store." You know it. "But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door." And as Michael Bublé sings, "It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas," we enter the city. Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and a gazillion of bright and shiny stuff all over the neighborhoods. It is so different. It is so Christmas around that our eyes can't even see the same homeless person who has been sheltering in the same corner of the city during the whole year. Because when the city looks like Christmas, we just can't see anything else than light and glitter, green and red, everywhere. Sometimes, during our commute, my partner's daughter calls him from the university where she studies, far from home. The phone call is simple and brief. Dad, I sent you the list of presents I want under the tree this year. Bye. And suddenly, Michael Bublé sings in our car. "You better wash out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town." But no matter how hard we try to live with the expectations, Santa Claus is not coming to town anymore because he is already here. Every store window has the typical Christmas hat that Santa usually wears, and boxes of different colors are already under the trees in every store, like pushing us to buy our presents because he's making a list. And Jimena, my partner's daughter, is doing hers as well. So hurry up, because Santa Claus is coming to town and soon. We continue our commute to DC so happy because we are living Christmas inside our Toyota, singing and living every carol and every note. "Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the world. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh." But we are not completely happy yet, because Christmas is supposed to be white and clean and snowy. And we don't have snow yet this year. So we, my partner and I, prayed inside our car while singing with Michael Bublé, and we dream and ask God for a white Christmas like it should be. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. You know, we sing that same song in Cuba, where there is no snow at all. And we still dream for a white Christmas on the Caribbean. It's insane. And after 3 or 4 songs, we are already so happy on our commute to DC. We think we are living Christmas so deeply that the whole album finishes and starts again and again and again, like in an eternal Christmas that never ends inside our car. But every time I get out of the car and I put a foot on the freezing sidewalk, every time I leave Michael Bublé singing inside my partner's car and I face the old homeless lady that sits inside our facilities to escape from the rain and the cold, every day after singing those songs, I realize that something is missing in my experience about Christmas every day. Because although it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, although Santa is coming to town, and no matter how fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh or having a white Christmas, the Christmas concert my partner and I have every morning inside our car is lacking something. It is lacking Jesus. No single one of those songs I sing every morning mention Jesus, not even once. Santa, Christmas trees, lights, happiness, but not even Jesus is mentioned on those songs. The Christmas we hear and see and live every day outside has no Mary and Joseph, no angels, no pastors and no wise men, no sheep and no stars. Santa Claus, Christmas trees, lights, and jingle bells had stolen the main stage of the season. The Christmas we hear and see and live every day has no Advent spirit, no pregnancy, no labor pain, no hunger for real transformation, but the conformity with the same happy white Christmas, no matter what, every year. And the gospel today reminds us about the real Christmas story. A young girl named Mary, saying yes to God, no matter the consequences, in a very patriarchal system in the first century. A young man named Joseph, full of doubts, but unwilling to expose his non-conventional fiancé and learning to reinvent his identity as a man. An angel disrupting our daily life with news from heavens, with opportunities of changing the order of earthly things, and promising a new time, a new moment for the humankind. A dream, and not a simple one, but a dream of salvation for everybody. A dream in which people will be saved from the real dangers of the world. A crazy idea that salvation will come not only from the top of the religious and political class, but from the most tiny and vulnerable way, a baby. A baby, not a king, not a priest, not an emperor, not a president, but a baby. And finally, the certainty that God is not a narcissist guy like Santa who wants to appear in every picture, but that God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Advent is coming to an end, and the pregnancy pains of this world are telling us that Jesus is near, that God is completing the promise of being with us. God among us, Emmanuel. The incarnational and relational identity of our God can make us be confident that we are not lost around presents and Christmas trees and light. God does not get distracted by the glitter and the Christmas paraphernalia. God's most powerful attraction in this world is us. So in the midst of the present boxes and the wreath and the light and the glitter, God makes space for a tender touch in our souls and bodies. And God is also becoming, in that process, one of us. I could say the most vulnerable version of us, a baby. A baby, as all babies, that demands our full attention and care and love, no matter how attractive is the shiny, white, and bright world around us. So let's continue praying as we did in our collect today. Let's continue praying to God to find in us a mansion prepared for Jesus. We can continue singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Jingle Bells, but anything else matter if there is no space for Jesus in our lives and in our families. If we want everything to begin to look a lot like Christmas, we are called to sing Jesus. To let Jesus transform something little thing in our life. Search your soul in prayer and ask Jesus to come to you this year again. Amen.